When William Branham was born in 1909, the day he was born, that pillar of fire came into the room, sat on that little boy. The mother saw it. The neighbors came and saw it. Everybody was confused before the light disappeared. From the age of 7 again, the light came back. He'll be walking. Small time, he will see a tree shaking to call his attention. He will see that same light hanging there. And the voice will speak to him, "Don't drink. Don't smoke. Don't defile yourself in any way. For I have a work for you when you are of age. You grow up in future." He didn't understand what it meant. Hallelujah. Amen. We know the story. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We know his life history. But my emphasis is that light and what that light symbolized. And you can see, if that light is a vindication of where God's word is, where the way is, then I don't need too much of explanation for you to know that this day, in the midst of the confusion that is in Christendom, with everybody going his way, every church has what they are holding on to. Even in the days of the Reformation, every group had the one they built themselves around. Everyone went their own way. Confusion in every area, until even the revelation that the apostles left for us to read here and follow, the enemy had gone in and obtained every other revelation in the Bible. And that is where you're seeing all the confusion that is going on. Women preachers have taken over the pulpits, contrary to the Bible. The Godhead, one God, has been turned to three persons in one God. Water baptism has been turned upside down, with every denomination having their own meaning of water baptism. Some infant baptism, some sprinkling baptism, some taking the titles of Father, Son, Holy Ghost, instead of the same way the apostles baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Denominations now have sprung up with schools of theology, and that has become the criteria, the prerequisite for you entering the ministry. You can't be a pastor until you have gone to a Bible college. Nobody is allowed to take communion until you are a communicant, after you have been confirmed. Nobody will allow you to go for water baptism until you do some months of baptismal class. Now, headquarters and branches and pastors, instead of pastors to be called from above, pastors are being employed and appointed by denomination and sent out. And all this confusion, church now has become business. Family business. A man and his wife will now own a church. And in this confusion, God raised up a man. He raised up a man to show us the way out of this confusion. How will you know the pillar of fire that came to Moses, the pillar of fire that came as Jesus Christ, the same pillar of fire that met Apostle Paul on the way to Damascus, that same pillar of fire came on that man to tell you, this is the way. This is the way. This is the way. This is the way out of confusion. Listen to him. And in 1933, he was there baptizing. And the story says, and I have met one of them that was by the riverside. I met him personally. Suddenly they were baptizing by the riverside. He was there. The Bible says, the story says, the 17th person that day. Hundreds of people were by the water side. As he dipped that 17th person and came out, that star that pointed those wise men, that star that came on the day of Pentecost and divided himself into tongues of fire, that star that met Apostle Paul on the way to Damascus came from heaven before hundreds and stood on his head, and a voice spoke out, as John the Baptist was sent to forerun my first coming, so are you given the message that shall forerun my second coming. Vindicated by that light. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He was the witness like John the Baptist. He was not the light. William Branham is not the light, oh, but he was a witness to the light. Hallelujah. The apostles, the 120 that were in the upper room, they were witnesses to the light. Hallelujah. He said, and ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Hallelujah. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and to the uttermost part, including Lagos. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And after they received that light, they saw that light, he said, go to the world and preach the gospel to all creatures. Hallelujah. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. That is, go with the message. Go with the message. Hallelujah. Go with the message. Remember, they received the truth first before the fire came to confirm that the truth is here. The Bible says that the Holy Ghost is given to them that believe. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They received the truth first because he said, go and wait in the upper room. Hallelujah. Go and wait in Jerusalem. They chose the upper room. He said, go and wait in Jerusalem until you be endued with the power from on high. Amen. Hallelujah. One time, there were 70 of them following him. And when he began to give them the message of who he is, I am the bread of life. Except you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you. And then they began to tell him, this man, you forgot to turn bread into, you know, multiply bread for us to eat and heal the sick and do miracle signs and wonder. Which one is this one they talk again? You will eat flesh and eat this one. And the Bible says, all of them packed their load and left. He said, not the same thing, but when he was doing the miracles, oh, I love that man from Galilee. Is that not what they were singing? Blessed be the name of the Lord. But when he began to reveal why he came, church, listen, Jesus Christ did not go to the cross for us to prosper, to make us millionaires. No! Jesus Christ did not go to the cross to make us millionaires and billionaires, to ride fine car. Thank God, it is a fallout. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Seek means look for it. Seek means look for it. You cannot find it anyhow. Look for it first. Set your all that you have and seek for it. When you seek and find it, automatically. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. A woman here that you are from a poor family, your prayer is not just, I want to marry. Because it's not just marriage that will change your condition. Lord, give me a rich man to marry. Lord, give me a man that I will marry and will not suffer again. Why? Once you become Mrs. that man, all that he has is yours. You won't pray for money anymore. You won't pray for anything anymore. That is how it is. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will follow. And people have taken their attention away from the message of the cross. To the cross we find reconciliation. And the only message from that cross is reconciliation. Back. And that is what Apostle Paul says. The ministry he has given us. What is the ministry? Open the Bible again. 2 Corinthians. Open it. Chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Let me read it from verse 18. Are we there? And all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself. By who? By who? By Jesus Christ. And has given to us the ministry of prosperity. You are not reading with me. I read from verse 18 again. No, follow me. Because some people said their ministry is prosperity. Some people said their ministry is deliverance. Some people said their ministry is substitution. But see it here. He said, and all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ. Because the message he gave Jesus Christ is what? It's message of reconciliation. Go and reconcile my children back to me by offering yourself on the cross of Calvary. And that same Jesus has followers. And he said, the works that I did, you will do also. If my ministry was to reconcile, this is what he's saying, and he has given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ. That is the message. That's the message. That is the message. That God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing the trespasses unto them, and has committed unto us the word of prosperity. The word of what? Reconciliation. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is the ministry that we have. That is the message of the cross. For the whole world to know why Jesus Christ went to the cross on Calvary. He vindicated it. It's a vindication. With those signs and wonders. And when you come together, he will dwell among us. He said, these signs shall follow them that believe. That believe what? That believe the message of the cross. In my name, they will cast out devils. They will lay hand upon the sick shall recover. In my name, they will speak in new tongues. They will take up any deadly thing. It shall not hurt them. Signs that will follow them that believe. Not them that believe the gospel of deliverance. Not them that believe the gospel of prosperity. But them that believe the gospel of reconciliation through the cross of Calvary. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And that word was committed to the apostles that gave birth to us. They gave birth to us. The Pharisees and Sadducees, they produced the apostles. They came out from them. We came out from the apostles. Hallelujah. So you can understand. Malachi chapter 4, verses 5 and 6, where he said, behold, I send Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he shall turn the hearts of the fathers to the children. Which fathers? The fathers to the children. The fathers there. That was the ministry of John the Baptist. The Pharisees and Sadducees. The juggernauts. They were going to point their attention to something new that was coming up. And John the Baptist was the one God used to point those people to something that was coming up. But later on, those apostles also, they also gave birth to us. So we become the children of the apostles. Now see how the prophets put it. And he shall turn the heart, that is the faith, of the apostolic father. I mean, of the This is how it goes. Verse 6. He shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to the fathers. Now, he left it there to confuse people who will think they will have to go to Bible school to understand, instead of receiving the spirit of revelation. He will turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and John the Baptist fulfilled that one in turning the heart of the apostles and the Pharisees and Sadducees to something new the apostles were going to bring. Now, those apostles also became fathers and produced you and I. So Elijah will come because there will be a falling away to turn the heart of we, the children, back to the faith of our apostolic fathers, back to Bible Christianity.